We are worldwide live on BBS Radio. This is just so fantastic. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. And I want to welcome all those who are listening online. It's still a minute away from the hour. Wynn has not arrived yet, neither has Terry. But let's hang in here for a moment. We have still a bunch of people checking in on the conference phone line. I welcome those people. And if you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Amy down here in Tucson area.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hey, question for you real quick. Could you please clarify for me what that pink thing is that Dwayne was talking
about? That is an orb.
Pardon?
An orb. ORB.
No, he asked me if I wanted him to post that one piece of writing on pink.
Okay, well, I don't know. You know what you can do is just reply to any of his emails and ask him that question. He will reply to you.
Everything's breaking up. I can't hear you at all.
Can you hear me now?
No, it's all broken up.
All right. Hey, I want to get back first to George. Hey, George, that
yes.
would be a great question to ask tonight on the call. If there's a room enough, you can just, you know, mail it in, email that question to questions...
Okay.
To the question and answer call, and they might discuss it tonight.
Hi.
Okay.
You can heal those negative things with love. I've done it before.
All right.
That way you're giving to them. You just rise above it. Like you told me earlier, you rise above it with calmness
yeah.
and love and just keep generating love to it, and you can heal that.
Well, I welcome
yeah.
those who all joined in. And if you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Rosalie.
Hello, Rosalie. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Cindy in Peoria, Arizona.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Give that person with the email address for the tonight.
Yes. I welcome the person who just joined in. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, Harris. This is Shree from Chicago.
Hi, Shree. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Right. Good. More people join in. I welcome you, and if you want, please say your name and location. I hear more people coming in. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
I'm Claire in Wichita.
Hi, Claire. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Percy, North Carolina.
Good evening, North Carolina. Welcome to the call. Good evening.
Hi, Jackie.
California.
All right, I hear California. Thank you for being here.
Michael, what are we?
Hello, Michael. Good evening to you.
Maria, Washington State.
Washington State, all right. Good evening and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Go, Hunter, go.
All right. Let me see that email address. If I can find it here.
It's questions at intelligentinfinity.com, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
What's it called again?
Dash,
oh.
So, questions at intelligent-infinity.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Good evening, Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Lucy. Was that the cat?
Yeah, it sounded like a cat.
All right. I just want to check to make sure that I have everybody given a chance. If you just called in and you have not done so yet, if you want to announce yourself, please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
Hey, Harris, man. I'm doing good.
All right. Getting better?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks so much for getting me in touch with Michael, man. He's really an amazing dude, man.
Awesome. Awesome. So glad
yeah.
to hear that.
Yeah. God, it sounds so quiet.
They're all waiting for you still.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm here now, so relax now. I'll send you all some energy through the phone right quick.
We were talking about you. You showed up and we all got nervous.
Oh, okay.
Where's Wynn?
I don't know. He's hiding. Good evening. Welcome in the call. To the call, please say your name and location.
Greetings.
Good evening.
Hi, Michael Adler.
Hey, hi.
Hello, Winfrey. How are you?
Good, thank you. Valerie from Mission Hills.
Hello, Valerie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
More people joining us.
Welcome, Valerie. I want to come see us in San Diego.
Who's this from San Diego?
Yeah, sure. We're going to be in San Diego a week from this weekend.
Yes. I need to be in Los Angeles this weekend.
Well, I'll be in Los Angeles, but I'm doing an event in Los Angeles following Friday and Saturday in Pasadena. And then on Sunday in San Diego. Yeah,
you're not
going
to be at the Conscious Life Expo in L.A. this weekend?
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be, I'm not doing anything there.
Oh,
but,
I'm going to be there on Saturday.
I'm going to be there. No.
Okay, so you all right. I'm glad to hear it, Vin.
you're glad to hear what?
That you're not doing anything other than visiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wayne, I was going to come see you in Sedona. I was going to come early, but I was still too ill. But I'm flying into El Paso Friday, bringing my friend, driving my friend Sarah and her daughter back. She's going. We're going to move in together here next week.
Okay.
Hi. Hi.
Good evening.
Actually, Terry's on the line. So,
yes.
Let me mute everybody, okay? And
hi, it's Wanda.
Good evening.
Hi, Wanda.
Saskatchewan.
Oh, that's Wanda in Saskatchewan, not Wanda in Culver City, right?
Yeah, Wanda in Saskatchewan from Love Valley.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Wanda. Hey, Tara.
That's needed.
All right. I'm going to turn off the... All right. We muted Vin, and the dings are off. And we are ready to rock and roll.
All right.
This conference is being recorded.
February 5th, 2014, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and all of you who are listening on the call and all of you listening on the Internet, we are doing our question call. And let me just run through a quick couple of things. We've been getting a lot of questions. And some of you don't know the ground rules. And one of the things is that you have to send your questions to questions@intelligent-infinity.com, or the chances are I won't notice it. Believe it or not, I'm really busy. I'm getting now to the point where I'm getting loads of email every day. And obviously, it's going to probably occur that I'm not going to have time to do it. I'm only one of me. Terry's only one of her. And, you know, at one point, we were doing readings. And we even stopped doing readings because I have to constantly prioritize my time, my energy, my focus, and... One of the problems that occurs for me is that I know a lot of you are really going through stuff, and you email me, and like some of you are going through health issues, and you know, if we dealt with health issues on this line, we probably wouldn't be here too long because that's not legal. We're not therapists. I can tell you, you know, occasionally I will send an email out. You know, it just so happens Terry and I have both been in alternative health for a long time. We are friends in alternative health. So we'll make recommendations to call this person. And some of the people I know will talk to people. You know, and not charge you. They'll refer you, go to the health food store and get this. And I want to help people. On the other hand, this is where it's really tough. When somebody's going through a really hard time, It's like, I really want to help. And then the part of me wants to help. And part of me says, I just can't do that because I'm not prioritizing. I have to. That's why we do these calls. We do them for free. We let people ask questions so that we can handle a whole bunch of stuff in 1 hour, hopefully. And another thing is, you know, we'll eventually do a... We did this before, and it was very good. It depends on Terry's energy. And we do a 2 or 3 hour call where we just channel answers and we charge something for it so that we can justify the time. And somebody sent me an email, and they're asking me, I have to prioritize the emails, even because we have more questions than we can answer in an hour. And somebody asked me the question, should I buy this investment or should I do that or should I put my money here? Well, they're not going to answer that. You know what? If they started answering questions like that, we wouldn't be working on helping people open their hearts and graduate this realm. We'd be financial analysts. You know, if you read the Creator God book, if you recall, when I was first talking to them, it certainly crossed my mind that I said, "Can you guys help me with the horse races?" And they said, they predicted a newspaper headline. So I said, "Will you help me with the horse races?" And they said that would send you back to patterns of previous lifetimes, which wouldn't be good for this lifetime. And in retrospect, I see they're right. If suddenly I could go to the horse races and make lots of money every time I wanted to, I'd have a million people following me, telling them, "Well, what do we do today?" I'd go to the horse, and you know, it would all be about money. And that doesn't mean money isn't important. It is important, but it would create the wrong reason for people to pay attention. And what's the right reason? The right reason is to learn the keys to open yourself up to higher dimensions, to learn your own mastery so that you're not giving up your power to either other beings in this realm or other beings in the other realms. I know when one's back is against the wall, which happens for a lot of people, it's happened to me, you really want somebody to tell you what to do, and they won't do it. Not usually. Because now you're giving up your power to them. But they might tell you how to do it, how to get you back off the wall, how to attract something. Like, we have lots of people having synchronicities. There's a way of understanding the nature of synchronicities. There's a way of understanding it so that you can get out of your own way, pull them in. And we talk about that, and we'll talk about it some more, because that is one of the ways to make something new happen. But one tip on synchronicities: you have to let go of where you are, and you have to get into some kind of free flow so that you're not in the way of the universe, because you can't hold on. And I don't want to say you can't, because anything can happen. So take that back. It's been my experience that the more I hold on, the harder it is to have a synchronicity. And I've had loads of synchronicities. And there were times when I really needed things. And I said, okay. I said, I'm going to go out today, and I'm going to meet the right person, and I'm going to. And I didn't have the synchronicity. It almost happens when you're off center slightly. In other words, you're not specifically putting out exactly what you need. You're going out off center, and what you need comes in on side, and it comes in so easily. It's easy to miss it. You know, it's easy to miss. Like you say, I really want somebody to love me. I want a partner, and you sit down in Starbucks, and somebody looks at you, and you have a glance and look back at them. You know, they say something. There's a loving thing that transpires. And you're looking in your mind is talking and saying, oh, man, no, this is too big. I don't want to talk to this. So, now you're second-guessing God. You're second-guessing what you're pulling in. I've done that. I know exactly how that works. It seems so easy. And you program it, it's got to be hard. It's got to be work. So it passes you by. And until the next time something happens. The other thing is when something happens, when a synchronicity occurs and something is pulled into your life or there's an opportunity, you must, when I say must, I don't want to say must, it's been my experience that you need to act on it immediately while the energy is present. You can't go back and get it later. Like using the example of sitting down in Starbucks and there was somebody that you had a connection with and then you decided their nose was too big and you exchanged phone numbers and maybe you'll call them back and maybe it'll work, but the moment of the energy exchange was right then, and if you can talk when the energy is present, you will speed up the potential connection. And don't think you can come back to it later and call them back later, because the whole universe is going to be different the next time you call them. You might get it, but you might not. But you got it now, and so jump into it. That's my experience. You know, I've had loads of synchronicities, and I'm not a synchronicity master. I never can make them happen, but I get kind of the feel for it, and I know that sometimes I get a hunch or an intuition, or sometimes I'll give you an example of how I get, you know, an intuition. Something that sometimes works with me. You know, living in Sedona, we got a small town, and it has 30 different restaurants. And I'll get in the car, and I can do it myself, I do it with Terry, driving up the street, and I say, which restaurant am I going to go to today? And I say, kind of, like, feel it out. And I say, I think we'll go here. And sometimes when I do that, I meet somebody really special in that restaurant. Learn to develop your intuitive abilities, because everybody has them. All right, Terry, you're not ready, right?
Right.
Okay, good. Now, for your guys' information, we're leaving tonight for L.A., and we're hanging out at the Conscious Life Expo. I'm not doing anything there. I'm not a speaker. And so we have to end this call really sharply. And then we're driving off and on our way to L.A. But next week, on Friday and Saturday, Friday we're doing a free talk in Pasadena. Saturday we're doing an all-day workshop. And I really recommend our workshops. There's things that I can talk about in workshops that I couldn't dare talk about over our conference calls. And you'll see what I mean when you get there. Plus, if you feel energy on the line, on these calls, the energy is stronger in a workshop because our physical proximity creates a stronger anchor. And, you know, some people are just blown away by what happens and will definitely be having a session. We'll probably do the workshop for 7 or 8 hours, only $35, and I'm sure we'll be doing, I'm not sure you're breathing in the phone. Terry, is that you breathing in the phone? I mean, somebody's breathing in the phone, yeah. So $35, and I think it must be Terry. Okay. And then on Sunday, we're talking about Saturday, February 15th, February 16th. I wrote down on the thing February 23rd. I spaced out because it's really Sunday. We'll be in San Diego at 1 o'clock doing free talk. And at 4:30 till we drop, we're going to do a workshop similar to the one in Pasadena. And, you know, people take pictures of the workshops. And sometimes I've got orbs around me and pink lights around me. And this has been going on now for a long time. I never know when they're going to show up. That's another thing like synchronicities. I don't know why those things occur, what cameras make them come up. But even without cameras, there's incredible energy that drops into the room. And it's something that you can't, it's like a permanent shift for a lot of people when that occurs. So, okay. Next is, we got a lot of questions. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, coming in from the top of our heads, springing through your body, out through your feet, and into the Earth. Now, right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of those here who would willingly want to participate in that. And if not, you can just observe and sigh over time. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
This is
Anna.
Hi, Father. This is the 5th of February 2014. It is our joy to be with you, each and every one of you who wishes to be connected with. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line. We do not come through the computer. It is only the voice that does. We come directly to you, to your space, to touch you. If you wish to be touched, we are here and we take a moment and orient ourselves to the 3rd density. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. You know, we have a question from Deb Merrick in Omaha, Nebraska. And I'm just going to ask one of her questions. She sent 3 questions. So I'm going to do one. And I think because I try to pick questions that cover a lot of people. Even though the answer to Deb's question may not work for you, but maybe it will. Remember to remember that's something that's important, that the same person's answer could be different for you. So the question is, I'm 41, never married, no children. No serious relationships for many, many years. I would like to find someone to share my love, but I feel hopeless sometimes in this area. Am I keeping myself from finding a nurturing, loving partner? How can I bring a loving relationship to my life? Do the Elohim see that a special partner could be brought into my life? With love, Deb Barrick.
Thank you. When two people are looking in the same direction, it makes it easier to have a relationship, to start a relationship, because there is a common ground and a common bond. There is an energy between the two, an energy of creativity. So when you are focused upon finding a partner, focus also on what it is that you are doing that is creative in your life, that others may share and get excited about. When you are looking in the same direction with another and being creative, it is a tremendous base for building a lasting relationship, because there is excitement in the common goal. It doesn't mean that you have to be exactly like the other person. There can be major differences, but the sharing of some common goal. To find someone, you can, in your daily activities, in doing the things that you love to do, be in a place, surround yourself, find a place where others are also working in a similar capacity, to give you the chance to interact with others that could be possible candidates as a partner for you. That is what we see.
Thank you. I'd like to tell Terry to make sure the microphone is near her mouth. We do understand her, but there's little points where it's dropping out. So I don't know if she's sitting in the wrong location or a different location than normal, but it's doable. But just making her aware that's going on. Thank you. This is from Alan Zola, and he is where is he? I see he didn't. He's Alan is very distinguished. He's a PhD. He is a hypnotist with the National Guild of Hypnotists, certified instructor of hypnotism, Reiki master, Karuna Reiki master, and National Spiritual Association of Churches. And I'm going to answer. He asked really deep questions here. And the first one was, can past life therapy regression be depended upon to be a reliable way to get in touch with the fact that we are part of God and to be able to understand how the created universe is structured?
It can provide some of the answers in that direction. However, there are many more answers. One life followed by another life and a continuity of energy, a continuity of working out patterns, a continuity of working out goals, meeting similar people, building something that can continue from one lifetime to another, talents that can be gotten better as one practices from one lifetime to another. Knowledge that is built of how the density works, knowledge of the yin and the yang, and the duality, knowledge of how to hold power, knowledge of how to love, how to express oneself, how to develop one's chakras, so they express the utmost in a living experience in this identity. This can all be achieved. Sometimes as one moves into the third density, then they forget about the higher realms. They forget that God is a presence that is with them, that knows them, that loves them, as they do not see the higher frequencies. And when you get into the aspect of God, the frequencies melt away and you merely have presence, which is on the border of existence. It shimmers between existing and non-existing, but still intelligent knowledge. We hope that helps.
Thank you. Just to make a couple of comments from my own experience, I have come to the point where I am aware of a few of my lives. And in most cases, in some cases, somebody told me, and in other cases, I found evidence of it. And I realized that I had certain lifetimes where I was exalted, and I did exalted things, I did high things. And I had other lifetimes where I might have been a mess. And somebody would be looking at my potential and trying to read my past lifetimes. Can they actually see, can I access an exalted lifetime when I'm living a lifetime when I'm a mess? Or am I totally out of the energy loop of that lifetime where I can't see it, neither can anyone else?
As you move through lifetime after lifetime, you can be expressing different aspects of existence. And you may be a total mess, but in one lifetime, which is not accessing your higher lifetimes, you can tell when you are accessing other lifetimes because you compare yourself to others, you see that you have drive that others do not have, and this comes from the knowledge of what you have done before, that things can be achieved. There is a potential, a possibility of achieving something where another person who is new to the realm may not know that something's achievable, whether it is or whether it isn't. But the experience you have had in the third density brings in potential that you have built from lifetime to lifetime and seen how things can work. This is one of the ways that you can surmise what you have done before and potentials you have set out that you can have a grasp that they can be achieved that others may not think is achievable or even entertain the idea of doing it.
Thank you. Alan, I'm going to skip the rest of your questions, but you did ask good questions. Could you please ask them again? And Terry, perhaps you could try moving to the other side of the room because you're still breaking up. I know people trying to tune into the energy, and it takes a strain to understand you because I don't know if the reception is weak right in that point. Try moving to the other side of the room and let's see if that'll go away. Okay? Thank you.
Okay, we're taking a break now. I'm coming out of trance.
She sounds really real clear on this end, when I don't know if what Heise is hearing, but it's coming out really clear.
It sounds here good too, yeah.
You know what, Terry? I think maybe it's my phone doing this rather than yours. I'm sorry. Everyone hears it clear, then go back and be comfortable. And I'm sorry to break the energy. And I'm doing this because I get emails from people who are telling me, I can't hear Terry, I can hear you. So, James,
are you getting emails like that?
Not right now, but I get them occasionally from people. Okay? So, your voice is loud, but let's not start having a conversation. So we're gonna, let's go back into the space, holding the energy, bringing in the light, and we have a question from James Devine, who has a health question. James, I don't want to ask it. I can tell you, call Dr. Marshall in Santa Monica. That's Terry's favorite alternative doctor. And usually when somebody comes up with a health question, she tells us to call Dr. Marshall, because I don't want to get closed down by asking questions. And I may send you some things myself. Sometimes I do that. Or get on the healing list. That's one of my projects, is just to tell people some of the, there's a lot of great stuff out there for healing that you're not going to probably ever find it unless I send a mailing out. So one day I'm going to send a mailing out on all kinds of things you'll never hear about for health. Okay? Okay, this
but
is from
question.
Lynn.
What's
the question?
This question. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. All right. They're egging me up. So let's not ask this from a health symptomatic way. Ask it if there's any attitudinal thing that can happen without getting us in trouble to answer the question. My wife, Lenore, has been suffering severe itching, skin allergy, and rashes for 10 months. Any help determining what is causing this?
Thank you. There are a number of things that can create or cause rashes. One of the things is when the body uses the skin to try to eliminate toxins or adverse elements from the body, and the body is using the skin to try in any way possible to eliminate toxic substances. There are a number of... Where is this person located?
Unfortunately, he did tell me. He's Florida.
Okay. Give us a minute. There are a number of things that can help the body cleanse. There is a potential for increasing the operation, the metabolism of the body, of building the digestion system so that the food is totally digested and does not have undigested particles in it that can then create allergic reactions. There are certain products that are on the market. We suggest staying away from GMO food, as GMO, if you have not researched it, GMO has pesticides built in, some of the GMOs, pesticides built in to the product, into a gene that can help ward off insects as the plant grows. This kills bacteria that is necessary for digestion of food and making of B vitamins in the intestinal tract and can create allergies. We suggest various areas of cleansing the body. There are numerous health professionals out there. Colonic therapists, when done well, can help to eliminate congestion from the body. Then, stress is another factor that can create adverse reactions in the body. Lack of certain nutrients can affect the body. Lack of magnesium can make it harder for the body to do its functions. Those are some of the things that we see. And we take a look also at the area again of stress and suggest time for relaxation and time to feel one with the surroundings. Thank you.
Thank you. This is from Will Brooks in North Carolina. Will Brooks. As a child, I was told to move over. He's talking about, I'll explain it. I was in the car with Dad, and when I heard the voice, I looked at Dad, and he made no sound. And I didn't know the voice. I then slid over and sat back down, and the door opened as we came around a curve. I would have fell out. My life was spared. Can you tell me what or who helped me?
Thank you. You have a guardian angel who is with you and watching over you, who was an actual person in the life, in your family life, but then passed away and took kindly to you, very loving to you, and is watching over you to make sure that your life goes as well as possible, and is a protector of you. You are very lucky to have this person watching over you.
So they're still there, yes? Still watching.
They come and go and check in on you. And when they sense that they are needed, they come in and are nearby to offer whatever help they can when they may be needed.
Thank you. This is from Lucas in UK, London, Isleworth. And I often experience very improbable coincidences in my life, often involving dates and numbers. I was thinking so many times, what could be the meaning of these coincidences? As I suspect, they are not coincidental. Could this be my question to the entities you're in contact with?
Thank you. There are certain dates that are very meaningful to you, that have been very meaningful to you in the past. And as you feel that those may be your lucky charm, then you polarize yourself to bringing in the luck connected with those, the significance, the synchronicities that are attached to those. We see a track connected to a special entity, an Indian, that did it back before recent Indians, and a civilization very old, which you were very wise and you were a part of. And that being part of that civilization still abides with you. There were dates of great significance, dates where the harvest came in, and there were dances and festivities in honor of that particular shifting of the date. And there is still within your field the connection to those times and those dates. And you feel that coming in when those dates and times come about. It is a very old connection and a very good one.
Thank you. A question from Real Personal in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And his question is, just a moment. For the past 30 years, I have been working hard, sometimes two jobs, to provide for my family. This includes my 27 years in the military. This did not break my stride any when it comes to volunteering my time at our local hospital or a volunteer firefighter. No matter what happened in my life, I managed to keep a positive attitude. Since it took me 52 years to start figuring me out, why so long and why now? What would I like to change with my life? What I would like to change with my life is the ability to increase my cash flow in order to help family and friends with their deaths. This way, they can worry less and have more time to work on the spiritual side of their lives. And something like you saying, how do I make that change to do that?
Thank you. Very often one thinks that if they were able to give a great gift to another, then the other would be able to honor it and to take advantage of it and be very thankful of it and give a lot of love in return. Sometimes when a gift is given, the individuals are not really prepared for the gift or do not see it in or honor it in the same way as one would wish that it would be honored. Take a look at each of the individuals and see the circumstances in their life and what they themselves are working for and struggling for, and the satisfaction that they are getting out of earning the reward, out of building, out of struggling through a certain circumstance, and find ways of encouragement to work with them rather than to give them gifts which may break their stride in their moving forward to achieve their freedom from debt. We hope this makes some sense.
Thank you. And a question that I wanted to ask, which I think is a question on people's minds, is we know we're in a world where a lot of people are talking about kind of quick changes that could be really tough. Economic changes, whatever. From the trajectories that are present now on our planet, particularly in the United States, are there high potentials for unexpected changes that knowing about them might help us prepare?
It always pays to prepare for circumstances that you may not have expected. They may not happen, but if you are prepared, then when and if they did happen, you can change your tack and still move forward. It always pays to have a little bit of reserve set aside of could be food, it could be money, to have as a cushion in case there was something unexpected instead of living right on the line of making it or not making it. Having a cushion can ease your life, whether something happens or doesn't happen, and give you more confidence and courage to step out and to create and to build your life with more confidence.
Thank you. I did get a couple of emails from people that they're hearing us breaking up, or they're not getting into the line. And I want you guys to know, we're not a broadcast station. We do this by the seat of our pants. And we do our best. We have various alternative ways to get on this line. One way is to listen on the Internet, which seems to be fairly reliable. Although, since it's picking up the conference call, it might pick up some distortion. In terms of getting in on the line, be sure and make sure that you're not getting charged by your phone company. because some carriers will charge for conference calls. And if you have any doubts, call them up and give them the prefixes of our calls. And you can get in on Skype, and it costs $3 a month, and you can dial these numbers, and it's $7.54. I thank you all for asking, sending your questions in. And some of the questions were going to get back to next week, but send them again. I'm focusing right now on questions from the new people. So if you're some, you know, the people that have been on the line for the last year, some of them got a chance to ask 10 or 20 questions in the year. And I'm putting you on the back burner because I want, unless it's something urgent, because I want the new people to have the opportunity to ask their questions. And do our sources have anything to say before we disconnect?
This is Jerry. I got back. I was trying to see if my phone to connect to the charging source in case it was my phone that was breaking up. So
right now you're perfect, okay?
Yeah. Well,
I put
the earphones into the charging source.
Yeah, right now you're perfect. So that might be the issue. But in any case, I'm going to open up the lines. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you some of you Sunday. And thank you all for being patient with us. We are working at getting systems together. You know, somebody sends me a question, you know, an email. Our conference line is supposed to hold 1,000 people. That's what they say. And thus far, and Terry and I don't think have ever been not allowed on. When somebody else can't get on, it might be local conference calls. You know, not getting in, the local companies start getting in. But these are really hard things to fix. Because we're using a free service, and we're really lucky to have this kind of service available, because otherwise we couldn't do it. But in any case, let's just bless our planet, bless ourselves, ask for water in California, rain, that each of you has strength and courage face your challenges, and if you could take the point of view of looking at your challenges as your stepping stones, if you can take the point of view that looking at your difficulties as putting more weight on the barbell so that it makes you stronger, and that each of us has the challenge of mastering our own life. And even though we're working with the Elohim, they don't do it. They add to you. You do it and they add to it. They can, the higher sources can add to the energy, but you have to create a motion so they have something to add to. If you are staying static and no motion, and you say, help me. If I get help, email me if you do, but more than likely, when you have motion, you have there's something about motion that makes a cross-cutting of frequencies, makes it a lot easier for the higher energies to coalesce with yours. So, bless you all. And we will see you next time. I'm going to mute everybody. I hope to see some of you in L.A. and in San Diego over the next week. Okay.
Your conference recording has stopped.